D&G Radio Feedback. Good morning and welcome to D&G Radio Feedback. It's another scorching day here at Warburton Park. I'm Dave.
And I'm Grace. That's right, and the heat is still going to be on with tonight's big match, Portugal versus France.
Well, I don't think it can beat last night's non-stop action in that fantastic game full of thrills and spills with Italy and Germany.
I'm sure lots of Germans' hearts will have been broken last night. They really thought they were going to be the winners.
What a fantastic game it was, though. I think the Germans are very unlucky. They did have a few very good chances, but overall the Italians outmatched them with those two stunning goals in the last 5 minutes.
You could definitely tell they were desperate to avoid the penalties.
That's not surprising, really, because of course the Germans did beat the favourites, Argentina.
Okay, now let's go to our exclusive Guess the Tune game where you could win up to £2,000. Do we have a caller online? Hello, it's Becky from Hampshire. Let's play that tune then.
Is it Mozart, Symphony number 42?
No.
I'm afraid not. Do we have another caller online?
Hey Dave, hey you Grace, it's Rachel from London.
Great, pleased to meet you Rachel. Do you want to guess then? The last caller wasn't so lucky.
Is it Unfaithful, Rihanna?
Congratulations Rachel, you've won £2,000. Please stay on the line while we take your details. Now, let's go to Andy, the weatherman in the studio.
Yes, that really was a stunning football game last night, just like today's weather. We're in with another cracker, so I suggest putting lots of suntan lotion and staying cool and hydrated. Temperatures are expected to reach an incredible 30 degrees in the southeast of Britain and topping 25 in the west. And this weather is going to continue on to the weekend until Sunday, which is a point where we can expect some different weather systems coming in from the east with thundery showers. Now I'll pass you back to Grace and Dave in the studio.
So, are we all keeping up with Big Brother? I mean, how can you not with Nikki's tantrums and the new housemates entering the house one by one?
I've got to say, out of all the houses, it's got to be one of the bitchiest houses I've ever seen, especially with all the twists and turns with the house next door.
Definitely, and with Aisling coming back into the Big Brother house tonight and facing Jane, the evicted housemate from next door, just because of being loud, the temperatures in the house are rising dramatically. People are even beginning to fall out with Pete, the favourite and predicted winner of Big Brother 2006.
I've got to say though, there must be deeper meaning for Jane being evicted from next door. I mean, they are a huge class of personalities.
Now, we're going to go to our entertainment news update. So, what does everyone think about the new Pirates of the Caribbean film coming out? I'm sure the girls can't wait with a gorgeous Orlando Bloom and flattering Johnny Depp.
Me, I'm looking forward to seeing Keira Knightley back on the big screen.
Definitely, she's really come a long way since her last film.
But not forgetting about the new action-packed Bond film with Daniel Craig.
But do you really think it'll be the same with the blonde Bond?
Well, in the past, of course, we've been used to Pierce Brosnan's charm and Sean Connery's sleek moves, but I'm sure Daniel Craig will live up to his role. After all, he's got one of the most significant British fictional characters resting on his back.
I was shocked when I saw the lineup of the people that wanted to be James Bond. They included Robbie Williams and even Brad Pitt.
Ah, you think that's shocking, Grace. Catherine Zeta-Jones went up for the role.
It just shows how fought over this role is.
Okay, it's goodbye from me.
And me.
And you can tune in later at 10:30 for your local news update. Goodbye. D&G Radio Feedback.